I have a lot of opinions about this because I'm seeing a disconnect for some people who are doing all the right things. They're putting in the efforts, they're putting in the branding efforts, business efforts, networking, but at the same time, the whole foundation for their efforts is doing what other leaders are already doing. So they're using other leaders as a template, so they have pre-validated ideas and concepts where they can feel like, okay, what I'm doing is widely accepted, so this is the right thing to do. And in my opinion, that's not the right thing to do. That is important information to consider, is what other leaders are having success doing. But it is important to not use leaders as a template for your own branding. You're listening to episode 2 of the Well Branded podcast show, PR and personal branding for wellness and lifestyle professionals. I'm your host, Mindy Ambrose, and today I'm going to be talking about leadership, which might seem like a topic that's exhausted in the business world, but these are going to be some juicy nuggets related to leadership in building your brand and community. So stay tuned, this is a juicy one. Okay, I'm going to try and make this a quick one because this isn't really a topic that I need to drag out. It's just powerful and it's already hit home with a bunch of people on my social media. I posted some of my ideas in my stories and it's hitting home for some people and they're liking the little bit of a truth bomb. So I'm going to just get to it and I'm going to take a little bit of a step back and just say I realize some of the things I'm about to say conflict with some tried and true advice from some business experts out there. There are some experts who say that the way to get some traction with community building and to find audience members who you can kind of pre-profile for, if that's even a word, profile for being interested in what you're interested in, is they advise to spend time getting to know other leaders, followers, and audiences, starting a dialogue with them on comment threads, getting their attention, inviting them back to see your profile or your offerings, things like that. And I can't deny that there are a ton of successful people out there who that is how they started out. That's where they found their people who are into what they're into. The way I look at it, though, is things are changing and community is everything. And just building a sense of connectedness is everything. And I think that behavior of spending all that time and energy getting to know how someone else's community thinks and who those people are, there's two things wrong with this. To me, it says you don't trust yourself to build your own community. You don't trust in yourself as a leader, which I totally get. I'm not judging at all. That's an ambitious thing to step into, is to really identify as being a leader and really owning it and believing in yourself that you can just build an empire and a group of like-minded, connected people who know, like, and trust you. That's huge. So I'm not judging anybody who doesn't already feel like they're a leader. That's not what this is about. I'm all about reinforcing behaviors that are leadership behaviors. So I mentioned on my stories on Instagram that we need to strengthen our leader muscles and we need to forget about strengthening our follower muscles. And so how we strengthen our leader muscles, we need to just keep thinking the goal is to trust ourselves to build a community and a brand and an identity, a brand identity of our own. We need getting to know the people who already appreciate us and already see what's different about us and the people who get our vision. Who are those people who get your vision and who send little comments your way, or they like your posts, they respond to some of your concepts, and you just know that they get it. and that they align with what you're putting out there. Who are those people? You might only have three or four that are prime examples of who you want to connect with and who you feel good about attracting because they already like you and trust you and get you. That is how you get traction with building a community, is identifying who those people are. How do they think? Why do they get you? Why do they keep coming back to your post and your message? Why is it resonating with them? You should be obsessed with getting to know those people because that's exciting right there. That's actually pretty cool, even if you have one person who kind of rises up and admits that they've been kind of creeping on your posts and they actually take the time to get to know your message and they remember you for what you stand for. It's like, yeah, it would be nice if you have 50 or 60 of those people reinforcing that, those feelings, but maybe you only have one or two. That is a start. Who are those people? How do they think? Make friends with them. They like you, right? Who cares if those people like Marie Forleo or Oprah or whatever? That's not what it's about. It's about what do they see in you? Okay, so now that that's out of the way, that those are the people you want to spend time with. I'll give you a little example. I don't even know what to call my people online on Instagram. I consider them my buds, my friends, my online IG friends. I feel weird calling them followers, because I don't think these people are followers. I don't see myself as a follower on Instagram of other people. I just feel connected to some people or entertained by some people. So I call them my community or my tribe or my friends or my IG buds, but I don't refer to them as my followers. And I even feel weird calling them my audience, but for the purpose of making it neat and tidy, I post a lot of surveys in my stories on Instagram, and sometimes it's just silly, random questions that there's nothing behind them, absolutely nothing behind them. Just people will even message me saying, "Where do you get ideas for these questions that you ask in your stories?" Because sometimes they're just weird, they're just random, and really that's just for light entertainment, just so that people I'm connected with online can just have meaningless, light, entertaining fun. Then I do slip in questions where I ask some personal questions about their opinions and their experiences in life, and even the guys. Like, I love getting to know how my guys think, and I really feel like I'm getting to know them. I don't know what my peers' audiences are like. I don't know who they are or how they think. It doesn't concern me. I feel very in tune with what my people like and what they come to me for. And it's actually pretty exciting when they feel that they can share and they're very open. And I even put them on the spot to kind of let me know who welcomes my PR tips and my business tips and little nuggets like that versus just personal and entertaining, lighthearted stuff. But one little bit of information that was really useful that I asked them, I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half, was I think I polled them a couple of times asking if they really, really are attracted to perfectly branded, beautiful posts on social media. You know, like the millennial pink kind of blogger curated stock photography photos, just the beautiful blogger style photos. I asked them how they feel about that and if that's what they prefer. Because there are all these experts out there, branding experts, telling us, well, you need high quality content, you need high resolution photos, you need. I've even read posts where they're telling us we need stock photography that's beautiful and professional looking in our Instagram content. If we want to be successful in branding ourselves, it needs to be like next level professional curated content. And I mean, there are a lot of people who buy into that. And so they start to pay money for special Instagram photography courses, and they don't even know if that's what their people want. They're just going on what other leaders are putting out there and saying people should put out there. What's interesting is when I asked my people if they like that, I think 10% said that they are attracted to that type of content. Almost everybody said they don't care about that. That's not what they are looking for. That pretty much goes against almost everything I've read about branding. So that was very important for me to hear, because how I've been proceeding in branding myself over the year and a half, 2 years since then, I've been able to kind of let go of that. Sometimes I put a little more effort into the appearance of my posts, but they told me it came straight from them. The people who I feel most connected to said they don't care about that. That helped me move one step closer towards feeling like I'm owning my own branding and I'm doing it on my own terms. It's like it's this little story between me and them, and all I care about is what they think. So here's the thing though, maybe your people do want that perfectly curated content. Maybe that's what gets their attention, because maybe that's how they perceive a leader, is somebody who has their image and their branding dialed in, their visual branding. Maybe they associate visual branding as a representation of the personal branding, right? Which I can't blame them for that. Everybody's different for sure. And so think about how well do you know your people who are following along with your stories and interacting with you? Do you know them really well? Because I know some people are constantly asking their audience questions like, oh, what type of content do you want more of, and things like that. But there's another level to getting to know the people. It's like if you really want to become friends with your community, like I look like my community as my friends. It's getting to a point where I feel like I can kind of guess how they're going to answer some of my questions, and then some of them will pleasantly surprise me, and it's kind of funny. But yeah, I'll be posting questions to survey them, and I'll have a few Instagram buds in mind and thinking, oh, he's totally going to answer this one like this, or she's going to totally answer this, or I'm only asking the guys this. But two of these two girls are gonna rise up and they're gonna answer it, even though they're not guys, because that's how they roll. And it actually gets to be pretty fun. So some of you might be thinking, okay, yeah, Mindy's got this whole spiel about how she gets to know her Instagram friends, but those aren't customers, those aren't people buying. That's like you're not profiling clients and building a community of clients. But the thing is, I'm talking here about personal branding, getting to step in the public eye as you who you really are. This is, in my opinion, is kind of like next level branding, especially moving forward, just with the way things are going and how important community is becoming in businesses, and integrity, authenticity. It is so much easier to operate your business from a place where you are dead clear on who you are, what you represent, what your message is, what your vision is, and who gets that message and who appreciates it. Whether they're buying from you or not, this is the thing. Those people are referring other people to you. You're the first person who comes to mind, because it's like they say, branding is. Well, one thing they say about branding is a broken record. But really, what they mean is reinforcing your themes, right? And these are the people who know you. They really know what you're about and what's different about you versus the next person in your industry. And they're advocates for you, they're your cheerleaders. right? So you've got your cheerleaders, you're getting to know your audience. Another way to strengthen your leader muscles is really one thing we need to let go of, especially the female business babes out there, is just adopting all of the language that other leaders are using. When someone has their buzzwords for their brand that they've put thought into on those meaningful, powerful words that perfectly describe what they're about and how they serve their community. And then we just keep kind of sliding in there and just diluting that for them by just using all their words. And it's like one thing, women love obsessing over kind of like the newest, punchiest, funnest industry speak, right? But the thing is like we don't all have to use that same lingo. It's okay for you to take some time to get to know the real you, how you want to represent yourself, and how your people, what language do they speak, and what language do they like to hear from you? Like sometimes I'll say the odd word that's kind of funny that I get from my dad or something like that, and then I'll get 10 people DMing me about how it's funny that I said that word. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's just so Ambrose family talk that, and 10 people just told me that they love it and that they thought it was hilarious. And so I'm going to say that again because it's really coming from me, my family, everything I'm all about, versus just regurgitating what Marie Forleo is saying and Gabby Bernstein and like all of their buzzwords, there it's that's theirs. Let them have it. We don't need to just keep repeating and repeating and copying and putting out there what all these other leaders are doing. What's happening there is women are looking for pre-validated ideas and business methods. They're looking for, it's a bad habit, but we can all break it. They're looking for ideas and concepts and methods that are safe, that they can see hundreds of thousands of women already accept it and like it and think it's endearing when Gabby Bernstein says it. So then they start changing all of their branding to include these words and descriptors, and they start thinking about like even the colors that these leaders are using. And just like that, you're strengthening your follower muscles. It's becoming all about adopting what is widely accepted and what you don't have to feel afraid to put out there because everybody loves it. And there's nothing wrong with being inspired by that, but at the same time, there's a difference between being inspired and just following and kind of following along and just picking up after what all these other brilliant people are putting out there for themselves and their people. So, this trend has been happening. All the women just keep regurgitating what the big leaders are doing, and I just keep thinking, this isn't a judgment. I'm not judging. It's a habit. It's a habit that we can break. The leader is already in all of us. We just need to start breaking those habits so that we weaken our follower muscles and start thinking, you guys already know. Well, you guys have some of your own buzzwords and things that just light you up that maybe nobody else says. And maybe you have some words that your family uses. And you know what? Even if people don't recognize it, if it's quirky and fun and memorable, people will ask you, where the hell did you get that word from? Or what does that mean? And then you get to start a dialogue with somebody, and just like that, you're remembered. But also, you are unapologetically owning something that is in you that is not in other people. Like, what says leader more than that? Okay, I want to wrap this up because I didn't expect it to be so long, but I just want to throw down one last tip for owning your personal brand, rising up as a leader, and attracting people who will appreciate you for who you are, not for how perfectly branded you are. I see a lot of industry people, I'm talking wellness and lifestyle industry, trying so hard to get the attention of other branded people who are busy building their communities, trying to get to know their people. They're online to be a leader and to build their own community, put their own messages out there. If you spend more time trying to get their attention than you do in getting to know the non-branded, regular, awesome people who are coming at you with compliments, and it's a big mistake to overlook those people just because at a glance you can't tell what industry they're in or what their passions are. There are a lot of people on Instagram is a great example because Instagram is like a filtered grouping of people. I'm generalizing, of course, because there's a ton of people on Instagram, but Instagram is definitely a more filtered group of people who are actually doing things or interested in things, and they're on there to connect with people. They're on there to connect, be inspired, be entertained. They're looking for people like you to connect with. And so, why would we spend more time trying to get the attention of a popular, well-branded leader, trying to get them to notice us and our message and what we're serving and what we have going on and putting out there, when we've got this pool of people who are legit awesome people who are listening? They're watching and they're listening, looking for someone to hang out with online. Those are the people who will remember something you posted 2 years ago. You think somebody with a giant following who's very busy just trying to keep it together with all of the stuff they have going on in their business and trying to entertain their audience, do you think they're gonna remember what you posted 2 years ago? So I have to say, forget the popularity contest. Listen to who's coming at you with appreciation for who you are. Maybe that is an industry professional. Maybe that's somebody who really sees something in you and they're worth getting to know. Like I said, I'm totally generalizing here, but do not dismiss people who don't appear popular online. That's just what I have to say if you're interested in building a community. The term leadership, you can apply it on such a small scale too. When I say trust yourself to be able to build your own community and trust yourself to be able to step into a leadership role, that could just mean even just being an authority on a topic in your industry. You might not be interested in having some massive empire like that type of a leader, but you can be a leader and a pioneer of a concept in your industry. You could have a business tip that nobody else is sharing, and maybe you're a pioneer in that sense, and you're a leader who will attract people who appreciate that and who love your particular delivery style of the topic because, like I said, this is about personal branding and people appreciating you for who you are. Maybe that's your form of leadership, is just having your own style of delivery, having your own fresh concepts, and being a pioneer in a little corner of your industry. You can totally do it. But don't underestimate your abilities in that area, and don't underestimate the loyalty that comes with the unbranded people out there. That's something that I actually really want to reinforce. So, thanks guys for listening, and I hope you're a little bit more inspired to kind of step into your own brand and your own message and your own image. And the thing is, it's a process, it's an evolution. You don't have to get it right the first time, but whatever it takes to start developing those habits, you can totally do it. I have faith in you guys. Thanks again, guys, and don't forget to connect with me on social media, especially Instagram, at Mindy Lou Ambrose. Or check out my website, mindyluambrose.com. I am a personal branding and PR coach for wellness and lifestyle brands, and I've got some packages on my website, so check it out. Thanks.